KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, Ave Montano. Thank you for tuning in to this semester's first edition of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
I'm James Mora. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we hear from a florist with a flair for making people happy.
And I'm Alexis Spreen. We begin with a story about dairy farmers. Many are giving up on cow's milk in exchange for almond milk. California has been seeing a steady increase in the number of almond-growing operations supplementing dairy farmers, and in some cases, even replacing the cows completely. Brendan Black talked with a dairyman and an almond grower from Tulare.
With his family of brothers, cousins, and his dad, Freya has been growing almost 1,000 acres of almonds since 2014. In addition, he grows row crops to produce feed for his family's four small dairy operations.
So what was the motivation to start growing almonds in addition to the dairy work?
Man, it was strictly diversification because all we had was that lousy milk check coming in. So everything we did, we grow crops, we do our own harvest, we do everything ourselves, we spray, we do it all. It's not the cow's fault, but milk prices up and down like a violent roller coaster. And it's like the downs were longer than the ups. And we just figured, hey, if we're gonna stay in this, we need some diversification. That's why we started planting almonds. We're a little late to the game. We started planting when the price was real high. So by the time we started the harvest, you know, we missed a peak, but it's still been good.
Besides making milk and drinking water, cows and almonds don't have a lot in common, so it's strange to think that dairymen would want to grow this tree crop.
I'm not lactose intolerant myself, so I feel like with this we have so many milk options. Do you think we have too many milk options in reality?
I don't know. I'm a big almond milk fan, so I guess I have to go team almond milk.
I'm whole milk all the way, so I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. Hobbies begin at all ages, and for some, their hobbies can become a business, especially when families grow up and children get older. Jana Giraldo talked with Mary Pat Lerade, owner of Winnie's Flower Farm, about how her passion became her career.
And everything I grow with organic principles. I'm not certified organic, but I try to be a steward of what has been given.
Mary Pat Lerade wanted something new in her life. Her four children were getting older, and she had much more time on her hands.
And I've always loved flowers, and I thought, wow, this would be really an excuse to really get into flowers. And it would be fun and a challenge, and it would show my kids that when you're older, you can still do something new, brand new.
Now, after 3 years of selling flowers, she quickly realized that growing flowers wasn't as simple as she thought.
Well, I never realized also how intellectually demanding farming is, because there's so many things you have to put together to get crops to bloom at certain times. All that is really challenging.
Alongside learning how to efficiently grow the flowers she enjoyed, Mary Pat said she also had to adopt a business mindset.
First, I started out growing what I like, and then I said, well, this is really a business, so I need to grow what I like, and I need to grow crops that are profitable, so that they're not hard to harvest, they're not hard, or the seed's not super expensive.
Mary Pat sells her flowers at farmers markets throughout the Fresno area, oftentimes featuring flowers that make customers look twice.
There's some different types of allium that I had never really bothered with when I was a sort of a hobby gardener, but they are so spectacular, some of them. It's fun to surprise people and bring something, and people will say, is that real? Yes, I'll say, yes, it's real. Of course it's real. I'm the farmer. I grew it. I love to say that.
As for how long she wants to continue Winnie's Flower Farm, Mary Pat said she decides year by year, but she plans to continue for some time.
But I'm guessing that by the time I'm 70, I'll be about done. That's a few years away, but not too far away.
This is Jana Giraldo for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
How about you, Abe? Got any specific flowers you like?
Well, my parents, my mom especially loves her flowers. I hated them just because I had to water them. But I'm sure that now that I'm older, I found my love for them for sure. So I think now I wouldn't mind watering them and, you know, taking care of some nice flowers.
I know I'm growing vegetables, and I mean, that's not a flower. But yeah, gardening is quite difficult. So the fact that she's able to teach this to her kids, mad respect for this woman.
Well, I prefer vegetables over flowers every day. So that's my choice. There are nearly a dozen animal shelters in Fresno County with many dogs needing a home. In many of the no-kill shelters, it can take years for some dogs to be adopted. Eric Gomez talks to a pet owner about his experience adopting his new best friend.
It's amazing having my own dog. Back then, you know, I didn't really pay attention to the dogs I've had in my childhood. I didn't realize that they do have their own personality.
Adopting a dog can have its ups and downs, but they are there when you need them the most.
You know what? The best part of my day is being able to come home and, you know, and the first thing that happens when I come home is my dog, he greets me, you know? Makes me feel comforting. It doesn't feel lonely anymore. You know, I have a companion.
Although no dog should have to be at animal shelters, there are things people should know before adopting a dog.
Having a dog is a lot of work, you know, at the same time, as much as, you know, it sounds fun and having, you know, a companion, it does take work to have a dog, you know? You have to be responsible. I would say it taught me a lot of responsibility because, you know, I had to feed him every day. I have to take him to the bathroom in the mornings.
It seems that there are some challenges when owning your own dog. If you're up for the task and have the skills to have your own pet, go to your nearest animal shelter and adopt a dog today. It may change your life for the better, just like it did for Samuel Coria.
They say that having a best friend as an animal is obviously the best. Do you agree?
Yeah, I got my grandfather has two Australian Shepherd puppies that we recently got, and they do not leave his side.
Most beautiful dogs in the world, in my opinion.
Before COVID-19, going to the movies was a pastime people looked forward to, but the pandemic put a stop to people seeking out the big screen. And movie companies got scared and switched to streaming, but now it looks like theaters are making a comeback.
Movie theaters still have dedicated fans, and they're showing up to watch their favorite films. Cineculture professor Mary Hussein says it was only a matter of time.
Cinema has an amazing ability to touch your heart. And when, especially when you're watching in a theater together in a dark room with a group of people, most probably strangers, I feel like something magical happens. Film has a unique ability to transform, raise awareness, and touch people's hearts.
Movie theaters have come up with different strategies to make up for lost funds, like a monthly subscription to see unlimited movies. Savannah Torres still goes to the movies.
I feel like that's part of the reason why I still go to the movies, to get that wow factor of when I was a kid or that child nostalgia. Seeing it at home, it makes it feel like you're watching it with your family, but watching it with the public is a totally different feeling.
Movie theaters have been making changes for years to keep fans happy. Self-proclaimed cinephile Larry Kenchlow explains changes to the movie theater experience.
You really have to try and make it an event, something that people feel like they have to go out and see a movie. And it's hard to do that for these smaller indie films that a lot of people don't even know exist.
COVID-19 restrictions are going away slowly. Movie theaters will continue to adapt to the situation. Yeah, when it comes to indie films, my recent experience, I just recently watched Dog with Channing Tatum and the theater was empty, so I kind of feel bad. How about you? What are your experience with like blockbusters and kind of small indie films?
Well, if I'm being honest, I'm more of a blockbuster type of girl. That's normally when I go to the movies, so I feel bad, but I'm definitely contributing to that.
Yeah, the best movie experience for me was when Spider-Man, when Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were there. You had to be in theaters for that.
Oh my god, yes, that was the best. Video games play a huge role in people's lives. They are all-inclusive, all ages and genders are welcome. Isaiah Casares sat down with a couple of gamers to find out what makes them keep coming back for more.
Fresno State student Jayla Malone is playing Dying Light 2 at his house right now.
When I was like 8, you know, on like my cousin's PSP, and then my mom gave me a PSP for Christmas.
His passion for gaming still runs deep. He plays anytime he's not doing homework or working.
It's start from the bottom survival type games like Minecraft, Forest, I like the aspect of HZ1 and Fortnite, the aspect of starting with nothing.
Like many other gamers, Malone doesn't limit himself to one genre.
I think my first sports games was back when I was like 8 and 10. I remember getting 2K10 when I was 10 years old with Kobe on the cover. And ever since then, I've played every 2K. And then I remember playing Madden on my little, on my big cousin's PSP. That was like Madden 08. So honestly, I've been playing sports games for like 12 years.
Malone doesn't plan to stop anytime soon. Gamer Peyton Morris sells shoes for a living. For him, gaming is an escape from reality.
Just to have fun and to not be bored. It puts you in another world to really just be something else, I guess.
Like many others, Morris relied on video games to pass time during the height of the pandemic.
Well, I was grinding on my 2K character, definitely. Got this man at a 99, and he's still getting his shots blocked. It's sick.
There's no sign video games will be going away anytime soon. Remember, once a gamer, always a gamer. Isaiah Casares, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Alexis, do you play video games?
I don't, but my brothers are big gamers, so I definitely have been around it.
Well, make sure you shoot me their gamer tag and I'll play some video games with them.
For some people, caffeine is a staple to get them through their long and busy day. But sometimes a cup of coffee just isn't enough. Some energy drinks offer more caffeine per can and are much stronger. But do we really know what is exactly in them? Octavio Murillo talked to food and nutritional science major Chad Martinez at Fresno State. Martinez reveals some of the potential dangers found in these drinks.
Chad Martinez has studied energy drinks in the past.
Energy drinks have a lot of artificial sweeteners. They claim they are sugar-free, but this might do more harm than good, and they also contain taurine, which is proven to affect the brain in younger subjects if consumed excessively.
These might also be hard to give up, as Jesus Turan tells us his experience with these drinks.
I started drinking these because my schedule got busier, and I was waking up more and more tired because of all these long nights. So I've never really been a fan of coffee, ever. So these drinks, they're like perfect until I found myself becoming more reliant on them. And when I stopped, I couldn't function without them. My head started to hurt if I didn't have the caffeine.
Martinez says these drinks have some negative effects on the brain.
Energy drinks with high caffeine levels disrupt sleep and at times reduce blood flow to the brain, so it might be a good idea to limit the consumption of these drinks.
After hearing all this, and as an energy drink consumer myself, I'll be trying my hardest to put down the can. Octavio Murillo, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
I still drink coffee in the morning all the time, but I personally, when I was younger, I drank some energy drinks, but I can't drink energy drinks at all anymore. How about you, Abe?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of coffee because I like my teeth white, and I don't drink energy drinks just because I believe that sleep will give me all my energy. But for everyone out there, you have to be careful because dietitians say too many energy drinks and not enough water could lead to dehydration. It feels like we've been wearing masks for ages, but in reality, it's only been about 2 years. I talked with 3 students from Fresno State, 2 of them who are student athletes.
Kosi Aguina is a football player for Fresno State who had to go through a lot with the team when COVID hit.
It was a surreal experience. Obviously, I was coming from high school and I didn't know what to expect, and especially not having fans for the first time in my life. It was really different, but the older dudes on the team helped me out to adjust to the college football atmosphere.
Right there on the floor. I want your shoulder right there.
They say to expect the unexpected, but this unique experience was something that no one saw coming. Ashley Vargas is a foreign student athlete from Mexico. She didn't know how things would pan out when COVID took over. She was worried about her life and everyone else's.
What scared me the most was, of course, my family, because I knew I wasn't able to go to Mexico and, like, visit my family, visit my grandparents, like, because I didn't know if they were, like, safe. And I knew, like, in Mexico, COVID was pretty bad.
COVID had a lot of people in shambles, but something that this pandemic instilled into a lot of people was fear and uncertainty. Alexis Brenn is a hardworking student at Fresno State. She is majoring in broadcast journalism, a very hands-on major.
Over, like, really the course of the start of 2022, we've really seen things kind of return to normal, or maybe kind of our new normal, as, like, I feel like COVID will always have kind of affect us now. But I think we see things opening up, you know, no more mask at school. I don't have to wear a mask at work.
It hasn't been easy, nor has it been a breeze getting through this pandemic. In this case, all the bad things come to an end. After what felt like an eternity, masks are quickly becoming a thing of the past.
I'm super happy about that, especially with summer coming up. I feel like it's so hot when you have to add the mask on.
Bye-bye masks.
Since last season, Fresno State football has gone through lots of changes. With a new coach and some key players graduating, Fresno State football fans are looking forward to seeing what this new team has to offer. I spoke with Fresno State football kicker Abraham Montano to get an inside look at what the team has gone through and how they are preparing for the spring preview on April 30th.
It's a chance for the fans to come out and see what we've been doing for, I want to say, 2 or 3 months, which is how long we practice before we preview the game. So yeah, it's mainly just an opportunity for us as a players to showcase the work that we've been putting in, and it gives the fans a taste of what's coming in the new season.
The spring preview is the first time Bulldog fans get to see the new team. Montano gave us a look at the typical practice schedule for the Bulldogs as they prepare.
But the first period is just conditioning phase, which is consists of a lot of running and a lot of lifting weights, trying to get stronger and, you know, build our bodies. But like I said, now we're back to playing football, and, you know, that's what we're going to keep doing up until the spring preview.
There's been many changes to the team since last season, including a brand new head coach and other changes to the coaching staff. Montano gave us his input on how he feels it affected the team.
I think when it all happened, it was it happened very fast, and like instantly there was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of tension in, like, you know, like the team. Just because, like I said, nobody knew what was going to happen. Everything was up in the air. Obviously, then Tedford comes in and he brings in a new staff, and suddenly it feels like things are back to normal and, like, even better than they were before.
With a new coach, there's lots to be excited about, especially one like Coach Tedford, who is well known at Fresno State.
I think another thing is, too, we have a championship or bust mentality, which means this year we either win a championship, and if we don't, then it was a horrible season.
Fresno State football fans have a lot to look forward to, and the spring preview is the first chance to get everyone excited for the fall season.
Well, thanks for letting me interview you, but now that you're going to be on the field next season again, I'll be interviewing you a lot more, right?
Absolutely. After I make my kicks, yeah, I'll see you down on the field. March Madness has been the topic to talk about this month. Sebastian Gonzalez tells us how fans are hyped about the tournament.
March Madness is more than just a tournament. It's a yearly tradition of creating a bracket and predicting who wins each game. The winner receives thousands of dollars to up to $1 million. Although that has never happened, superfan Tyler Van Dyke says creating brackets is a way to bond with other fans.
It is bracket week.
It's just really funny because as friends or family, it's just a little bit of a rivalry at the same time when you're competing against them and doing brackets. So it's really fun.
Besides being excited about the brackets, Cameron Smith is excited that the fans are back. Last year's tournament took place without any fans because of COVID-19.
Fans have always been a staple in the tournament like that. March Madness, I think they helped the tournament become so popular. So I think with the fans returning, I think it definitely gets it back to its recent glory.
Other sports fans are interested in watching March Madness, regardless if they don't keep up with college basketball. Esteban Gonzalez says the tournament is different than any other.
I guess there's always that Cinderella story with teams. Like a couple years ago, like, it's never happened, but a 1 seed lost to a 16 seed. You know, it's never happened before, but, like, you know, it happened like 2 years ago. So, like, anything could happen.
Ivy has to hurry. Jump shot. Good! A 3!
St. Peter's made a Cinderella run all the way to the Elite Eight. A great example of anything can happen.
St. Peter's leads by 2. They are riding a Cinderella wave.
Many fan favorites are on the board, such as Duke, Villanova, Kansas, and North Carolina in the Final Four. Sebastian Gonzalez, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
The Final Four play this afternoon with the NCAA Tournament Championship on Monday. I myself am not doing brackets. I am following it. What about you guys?
Nope, I'm not following at all. Not a sports guy.
Alexis?
I'm more of a football girl over basketball, so no.
Well, football it is. And that wraps up our show for the week.
Next week on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we meet the family behind all of the tasty goodness at Panaderia Oaxaca.
We'll also find out what Valley farmers are doing to overcome the drought, and we'll get an update on Fresno State baseball.
Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Jonna Giraldo, Edith Gomez, Isaiah Casares, Octavio Murillo, Sebastian Gonzalez, Alexis Breen, James Mora, and me, Abraham Montaño.
Mark Anthony Lopez edited our show, and our engineer is Kevin Hernandez. This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm James Mora.
And I'm Alexis Breen. Have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.